The Senate may vote today on a plan to reinstate a polluter tax on oil and chemical companies. Revenues from the tax would be used to pay for the cleanup of Superfund sites across the country. Since Congress stopped the tax in 1995, there have been significant delays in cleaning up toxic industrial waste sites, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The polluter tax was born with the creation of the Superfund program back in 1980. The theory behind it was that polluters, not taxpayers, should pay for toxic cleanup. Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg represents a state that's home to scores of Superfund sites, New Jersey. He's leading the effort to bring the tax back.
It's very obvious that when it was the polluter that was paying, we were able to move the programs along, move them efficiently. We've turned lots of sites into productive community areas for development or use.
But without the $1.5 billion a year that had been coming from the corporate polluter tax, progress has trailed off. Hundreds of Superfund sites don't have the resources to even begin cleaning up. The original polluter tax was levied on chemical manufacturers and crude oil companies, but opponents of reinstating the tax say any measure that hurts energy companies won't fly. Senator Jim Inhofe, a Republican of Oklahoma, says he's working to defeat Lautenberg's efforts.
Right now we have an energy crisis in America, and for him to come along and make energy more expensive, which is what he would be doing, would be something that the public would find very offensive. And I'll make sure if he's successful that the public does know and who's responsible for it.
The polluter tax on petroleum in place through the 90s amounted to 0.2 cents per gallon. Another tax was levied on the manufacturers of chemicals known to create toxic waste. All refiners and manufacturers paid the tax regardless of whether they were linked to any specific toxic site or dump. Senator Inhofe argues this whole concept is flawed, and former EPA Superfund Director Sylvia Lorenz says many others agree.
The debate that people are having on the tax is, should we only tax those people that we can prove were directly responsible for each individual site versus should we look generally at the industries who historically created these sites and tax them?
The debate has split lawmakers. Without the industry-wide tax, the EPA has been more aggressive about getting individual polluters to pay. But Laron says, ultimately, it's more effective to go back to the industry-wide tax.
Basically, when you look at who created most of these Superfund sites, they are from the industries that are taxed, with very few exceptions.
Or to be more accurate, they are from industries that were taxed. Without a reinstatement of the corporate polluter tax, much of the cost of future cleanup efforts will be borne by general revenues collected from the general public. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.